Today's best music, 105.3 The Zone. There's Nina Gordon, and Tonight, 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 The Rest of My Life. There you go. Yeah. Okay, 7 o'clock with Bo and Beth. Our question this morning for our big Super Bowl deal there with Miller Lite. Who played in the first Super Bowl and who won? Here we go. Zone, hi there.
Yes.
Hey, Super Bowl one. Who played? Who won?
The teams that played were the Oakland Raiders. I'm sorry, not the Oakland Raiders. It was the Green Bay Packers and Kansas City Chiefs, and Green Bay won.
How do you know that?
Big football fan.
Are you? Just out of the top of your head?
Yeah.
I don't care where you got it, whether you looked it up on the internet or what.
I knew that.
But you just knew that.
Uh-huh.
You see, this is a football fan, my
Damn.
Friend.
Bart Starr was the MVP.
You are absolutely correct, but Bart Starr was the MVP for Green Bay.
And who did the halftime show?
That I don't remember.
Don't remember that one. Yeah, well, yeah, some fan. Well, listen, that's pretty awesome. What's your name?
Jerry.
Jerry, congratulations, man. That was pretty good. You know, went with Oakland first and went, no. That was...
Actually, Oakland lost to Green Bay in the second Super Bowl.
There you go.
Now, could we have another rematch of that this year? Is that a possibility?
No, not with Kansas City. Kansas City's around anymore.
That's right.
It's now St. Louis. So, well, it could.
Wait a minute. The Kansas City Chiefs aren't there anymore?
Well, yeah, the Kansas City. Who's in Kansas City now? The Cardinals?
No, Kansas City's still in Kansas City.
We
but
still
they're
have
out
the
playoffs.
Chiefs. Right, but they're not in the playoffs.
Okay, okay.
See, I was thinking the St. Louis because, they were the Cardinals, and the Cardinals now are no more.
Well, they're Arizona.
Right, Arizona, right. Arizona Cardinals used to be St. Louis, and St. Louis now used to be the Rams.
First base.
Very, very, very confusing, but you sound like you know your stuff, buddy. This is what we have for you.
It's a light Miller Lite Super Bowl prize pack. You got the Super Bowl merchandise, including a T-shirt, baseball cap, and beads, and you're registered to win those two tickets to Super Bowl 36.
All right. Woo-hoo!
Enjoy it, buddy. Any prediction on who it's going to be?
Oh, man, it's tough. I think St. Louis is real tough to beat.
They're playing well.
It's between them and Green Bay for the NFC. And I don't know, I'm kind of hoping, maybe Oakland.
Oakland's playing well, too, now. So, yeah, okay, that wouldn't be bad. So possibly the Rams and the Raiders, or possibly the Packers and the Raiders.
Right.
Very good. Well, buddy, congratulations. We'll have these all week long, and I hope you get to go to Super Bowl 36.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thanks for waking up with Bo and Beth on 105.3 The Zone. He's a smart guy, man.
He is indeed.
Right out of his head, right at the top of his head. I was confused about the Cardinals and the Chiefs. And...
well, everybody isn't who they used to be anymore. It's so hard to say.
And then wait till next year. We will no longer be in the NFC West. We'll be in the NFC South.
No, there is no such thing as the NFC South.
There is now.
The NFC South?
They're changing all the conferences next year.
Oh, gosh.
Plus, when does the expansion Houston whatever they are going to be back?
And the Gamblers? Houston Gamblers?
Is that what they're doing
now?
I don't know. Which there's no gambling in Houston. I don't know. It's crazy. Who can keep up? 703, Lisa Ross has our traffic brought to you by Bell South Yellow Pages to Go. It's like the real Yellow Pages for your cell phone. And here's Lisa. Good morning. Today's best music, 105.3 The Zone. You two, they're the greatest band in the world.
Yes, they are.
Stuck in a moment you can't get out of. 16 minutes past 7 o'clock with Bo and Beth. Sunny and highs in the low 60s, clear, cool tonight, low around 40. It's about 50, well, they say 45, but I think it's about 50 along the lake at 105.3 The Zone. Traffic problems coming up. Still have those Creed concert tickets to give away, so stand by for that. The president's in town, so your traffic will be screwed up. We'll have a traffic report for you there.
I think causing all kinds of traffic problems this morning.
He could probably use a little advice. I know he's been here before.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to spend a little time with the locals today, and I think if you do, you need to know a few things about New Orleans for sure.
Well, I'm sure he thinks he knows the city coming in here, being the president of the United States. They've briefed him stuff about the city.
This could go for, I guess, you know, any newcomer. You know, if you are new to New Orleans, you better say it right. You know, it's New Orleans. You know, nobody says New Orleans unless they're writing a song or, you know, they want their ass kicked. But, you know, so just don't say it, you know.
We hate that.
Some other little things here. Popular that 3 out of 4 people who live in New Orleans have a drinking problem. 3 out of 7 have a gambling problem.
Mm-hmm.
So determine which side you're on. No one eats healthy, period. Fried batter is actually a menu item in some restaurants. They don't have to have anything in. Just fry the batter, eat it.
Yes.
It's good. Hush puppies. There you go, right there.
Fried batter.
The shopping sucks, unless you're buying beer, hookers, or antiques. Either way, nothing else really good. It's kind of odd that the amount of cash that you would spend on gasoline and cigarettes in a month exceeds your rent or your house note. That might come in handy up there at the port.